when people talk to me about public speaking, and I say I want to talk about poverty and the relationship between health and poverty and children going into care and in-work poverty, they say, oh, we thought you would talk about disability because you're wheelchair bound. They think that disability is my community. Like they would say to an Asian person, can you come along and talk about anti-Asian feeling in the community or whatever, because you're from the Asian community. But you're not. You're from many communities. I'm Irish. I'm disabled. I'm a woman. I've lived in poverty. I've been to university. I'm from many communities. When you're poor, that's all people see. That's the only community you're allowed. You're a scally from a bad place. And it's so hard to get people to look beyond that and see the real you. One of the dimensions of poverty was unrecognized contributions. And when we were doing the research, and also our own project, The Roles We Play, that we did a few years back, what came over strongly was the perception of people in poverty is they do nothing. They watch television and take benefits and do nothing. They contribute nothing and continue to breed another generation of television watchers. What came over strongly, both in our work with Roles We Play and in the research, is what people are doing. They're supporting other people. They do voluntary work. They babysit for a mum so that she can have a bath in peace. They do shopping for people. They look in on elderly neighbours. There are so many different activities that people in poverty do, partly because they do have a bit of time, partly because they live close to other people in poverty and they see the need. My children, between them, they must have saved the nation million. They take me to and from hospital. They look after me. They do shopping. They do so many of the little tasks that I can't do. And that if I was alone, they would have to send carers in. Get me out of bed, help me with the shower, put my washing in the machine and take it out. All those little things that someone would have to come in and do for me, empty my bins, go on the computer when there's things, websites. I'm no good at computers. Websites I don't understand, but I need things. They will do that. I could never in a lifetime find the money to reward them for what they've done. What most people experience when they begin to think about the whole aspect of poverty, they feel angry that they have been trapped in this position, sometimes bitter, sad. But then when given an opportunity to use what they've experienced to perhaps change things for the future, they get passionate. They get intent that this should not happen to another generation. This should not happen to anyone else.